Matty Logue, I'm going to start with you with the New Zealand Breakers, because there were some serious fears after those two performances in the preseason against Sydney. They looked a lot better over the weekend at the Blitz, but it's hard to look at New Zealand and have any real confidence at what they're going to accomplish this season with their roster. And can you spin it into something positive? Because I'm pretty pessimistic about the Breakers.
Yeah, I'm no doubt in the world. There's no point beating around the bush. I'm pessimistic about them. The confidence I get is, you know, obviously Parker Jackson Cartwright. You know, he's a phenomenal player, and he's shown that. I like, you know, Mitch McCarron's signing, Mahave King. You know, I think there's, you know, I think they'll add value, but like Jonah Bolden is a solid signing. You know, let's judge him on playing a few more minutes at the Kings last year. He didn't get, you know, he was okay in return, but, you know, he could claim that he wanted to play more minutes and prove that he can do it. Well, he'll get that chance in New Zealand. But I agree. I'm just not sure. And then I think off the court, not all is well either. I think there's been a bit of, you know, the change with the coach, and then you know, with the front office, there've been some murmurs behind the scenes last season. So I'm just not sure that will just, you know, clear itself and go away. And you combine that with a roster that's solid, but geez, they've lost some players. And you know, William McDowell White is obviously, like, that's a, you know, that's a massive one. The role that he played two previous seasons ago, you know, in the grand final series against the Kings, and to get the Breakers to that grand final series was monumental. So, you know, his departure is huge, and I'm just not sure that they've got the talent there to compete. And then combine that, as I said, with you know, a setup that's not completely perfect compared to some of the successful clubs, then I think it leads to my confidence levels being around a five. And look, I think there are, you know, I think they're in the bottom half of the ladder this season.
When you saw them against the Kings first up, and it was the first game for both teams, I think New Zealand Breaker fans, even though it was, again, only a preseason game, you have to have been horrified with what you saw. So it was nice, as I said before, that they actually looked a lot more competitive, at least, against the Perth Wildcats at the Blitz in their opening game. So that at least should help calm the nerves a little bit. But I do agree with Matt. I think there's just been so much change in this team. And I mean, eight changes from, it's a brand new team that hasn't played together yet. And, you know, it's hard to kind of pull that together in a short space of time. And then you add to the fact that you lose Matey Mayor prior to the season, a guy who really set the tone for your program after Dan Shamir left. And you know, Modi was so huge in, you know, what they did in getting to the grand final a couple of years ago. So it's, I'm like Matt. My confidence level on this team is very low at the moment. One guy I am confident in is Parker Jackson Cartwright. I think he's a superstar. I think last year, I mean, he was top 10 in the league in scoring, assists and steals. Clearly one of the top five players in the league, without a doubt. You know, short stature, but massive on heart, unbelievable competitor, and can do so much on the floor for you. So he's having him is a real positive. Mahave King, if they can get, you know, get him to perform at the kind of level that a lot of people expected him to when there was a lot of NBA buzz, people forget, around him at the time a few years back. So that's another positive. And then you kind of go the unknowns. Matt Mooney, you know, is he going to be able to give you 15 to 20 a game? He's going to need to. Freddie Gillespie hasn't shown really all that much as that import, you know, that they're kind of talking him up as this guy who was going to be a rim protector, and he was going to run, you know, rim to rim and be a lob threat on the pick and roll and all this kind of stuff. And so far, we just haven't seen it. Now, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean, rather, that it's not there for him, but and he isn't capable, but just he needs to show more. I thought he was a lot better at the Blitz against the Wildcats, clearly, than he was against Sydney, where he looked completely lost. Jonah Bolden, again, I do think we haven't seen the best of Jonah clearly yet. Last year he was coming off, what was it, 3 years out of the game. And I have said that I do kind of think that the Breakers might be the beneficiaries of that ultimately, because, you know, he hasn't quite found his feet yet. And if he does, look out, because, I mean, there's a guy who's an absolute prototype. You know, 6'11", can shoot the three, block shots, rebound. You know, great athlete. So, you know, I think he's a real X factor for them. And, yeah, look, I really like the addition of Mitch McCarron. I think he gives them a really versatile backup at this stage of his career, a tough guy who's physical and plays D and is an absolute monster on the offensive glass. And, you know, Sam Menenga, I've always had a lot of time for, and you know, when he coming out of Cairns and coming back home. There's a couple of interesting things, though, for New Zealand that strike me as potentially problematic. One is the coaching staff is completely European, which I find interesting, you know, and maybe that's a pointer to the style they want to play. And, you know, that European style, is that compatible with kind of the NBL, which is sort of this FIBA / NBA hybrid of a league with a lot of focus on kind of spreading the floor, shooting threes, not so much of the slowdown game. And then the other thing is you look at the construction of this team and you ask yourself, where are the New Zealanders? Where are the Kiwis? You've got, what is it? You've probably got three. You've got Sam Menenga, you've got Mojave King, who's half American, and then Max Darling. And everybody else, I guess, of any consequence is you know, Australian, basically, or, you know, in the case of Karim Lopez, Mexican. So where I say it's problematic is that one of the things about the Breakers that's been so great over the years has been their connection to the community, and a lot of the reasons for that have been the likes of a Tommy Abercrombie, of a Finn Delaney, you know, going back, of Perro Cameron and Phil Jones, and, you know, going on down the line where they had these great, you know, Mika Vekona, of course, and they've had all these great New Zealanders, and they've had that great community connection. I'm a little unsure about how they built this team. And look, you know, they're trying to bring in the best players they can possibly find, but yeah, it's a little bit odd to see a New Zealand team for mine that, you know, I hope they do. Again, I hope they connect. We need a strong New Zealand team. But my confidence level with this team is not high at all. I think they're about a four for mine. I know our great friend Brad Rosen had them in the six, and right now I don't. Doesn't mean they won't improve. They have been slow starters historically in preseason over the years, so it you know, they could bust out. But yeah, I think it's going to be hard for them to get road wins, and that'll probably mean that at best they'll be fighting for a play-in spot.
I don't have enough of a read on this Breakers lineup to really go in one way or the other. I am pessimistic about it, just purely on what we've seen, although Sunday was better, what we saw with those two games against the Kings, the amount of changes that they've made. We just don't know a lot about them, and from what we've seen, there isn't a whole lot to get excited about. But I know one thing's for sure. Regardless of what happens with the Breakers this season, they're going to look good doing it, because those unis remain, to me, the absolute standout of the competition. I love those Breakers unis.
I'm sorry, Julian, I was just going to say one more thing, and I mentioned the coaching staff. I mean, the guy is the head coach, never been a head coach in his life, Petteri Kaupinen. And, you know, that's with such a new group, it's going to take time. You know, it's going to take time for them to, and how much time is the question mark, for them to be competitive, and can they get to that level where they can challenge? And I just have serious doubts, at least this year, that they're going to be able to do that.
It's hard to find a lot of positives right now for the Breakers going into the season. Maybe they might find something, maybe they won't. At this stage, it's hard to consider them a contender for all that much, really, aside from best uniform.